are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was what the world considers the finest jazz tune of all time. And it just so happens to be called So What from the master of bebop and a champion of jazz, Mr. Miles Davis, off his master classic 1959 album Kind of Blue. Along with Miles on the trumpet, the piano and bass introduction for the piece was written by Gil Evans for Bill Evans, which was no relation, and Paul Chambers. So this track takes on a very chilled out tempo on Kind of Blue, but it was actually played at an extremely fast tempo on later live recordings by this quintet. And here is your dose of some serious jazz trivia for the day. Actor Dennis Hopper claimed that Miles named the song after he had an intellectual conversation with Hopper, in which Hopper would reply, "So what?" And with that, we open up jazz's Pandora box to give you a jaunt through the greatest songs to ever come out of the world of jazz. We are only as good as our history, and jazz's is a rich one. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that brought to life many masterpieces of song, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the past, present, and future in the jazz craft, with music from cats like John Coltrane, Billie Holiday, Charlie Mingus, and many more. This next masterpiece on this reflective hour of Neon Jazz is from Dave Brubeck's tune, Take Five, written by Paul Desmond and performed by Dave and his quartet on the 1959 classic album, Time Out. Since Desmond's death in 1977, he left the rights and royalties for the performances of Take Five in care of the American Red Cross. It now has raised almost $100,000 per year for the organization. Very cool. Enjoy. The top of 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 the top of
My name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a champ of jazz and a friend of bebop, Mr. John Coltrane, with the 1964 song Acknowledgement off his album A Love Supreme. Without a doubt, this is Coltrane's greatest work. His quartet recorded this whole album in one session on December 9th, 1964 in Jersey. I've heard this whole album was like a prayer being played by Coltrane, and if you feel the pulse of music, you can hear that it's more than notes on wax. I know you can place this next tune, but maybe not the band. Here's the weather report with the 1977 classic Birdland, which was a jazz fusion instrumental, and this tune gained a tremendous amount of media success, receiving a number of awards. And now, it's a jazz standard. Dig it.
This is Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the one and only Billie Holiday with the 1939 song Strange Fruit. This song was originally written by teacher Abel Meeropol as a poem and it exposed American racism, particularly the lynching of African Americans. Meeropol set it to music and with his wife and singer Laura Duncan performed it as a protest song in New York venues, including Madison Square Garden. In 1978, Holiday's version of the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and was included in the list of Songs of the Century by the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowment for the Arts. Not too bad. The upper echelons of jazz song is rife with bebop, and this one is one of the original practitioners of the craft, along with Charlie Yardbird Parker. Here's Dizzy Gillespie with the standard 1945 song, Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts. salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was Mr. Cannonball Adderley with the 1975 song Mercy, Mercy, Mercy that lands at number 10 on the all-time jazz singles list. The original liner notes state that it was recorded at the Club DeLisa in Chicago but it was actually recorded at Capitol's Hollywood studio with an invited audience and an open bar. The reason for this discrepancy, according to the liner notes in the CD reissue, is that Adderley and the new manager of the club were friends, and Adderley offered to give the club a bit of free publicity. The song was a surprise hit, to put it mildly. Our next hit on this hour of Neon Jazz is Charlie Mingus with his sextet on the 1959 song Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. This jazz standard was later renamed Theme for Lester Young and was written by Mingus as a eulogy for Lester Young, who died 2 months prior to this recording session and loved wearing a broad-brimmed pork pie hat.
Thank you.
Again, that was Mingus with the Ode to Lester Young, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Our final lick on this hour of jazz standards is a man that gave Casey a name in the heyday, Count Basie with the standard 1 o'clock jump. This song, which is listed in the Songs of the Century as well, became the theme song for the Count Basie Orchestra, and it was used to close each of their concerts for the next half century. And with that momentum, it shall be our final track as well. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a jazz classic in his own right, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us a suggestion or two, just let us know you're out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.